Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing good. Can't complain. Gotta keep those reviews coming and yeah. Thank you so much for supporting the show and being part of this journey. Some of you have been part of this journey since probably like 2018 when I started doing this. So I really appreciate it. If you do like what you hear, please head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOmoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. It helps us to keep the lights on and I do appreciate it. Otherwise, you know what? Let's take it to Kenya, the 254, for this album review for today. And I will share a few thoughts about Stella Mwangi's Eyes Off Me, which dropped September 9th, 2021.
The latest African album review is...
Now, my first thought was, Stella Mwangi's got a new album. Let me explain why. Not long ago, I was checking her profile. She's one of my favorite artists. And I was checking her profile for new music. And there were two or three new singles dating back to about June, July this year. However, I didn't expect an album, considering her last album was in 2018. And look, I just thought, you know what? She's probably going to drop a few more singles. That's the zone she's in. Let's see how that goes. Eyes Off Me comes as a genuine and pleasant surprise that I've wanted to hear what her sound is like now on a new project anyway. I guess we find out today, don't we? Now, secondly, let's talk TV and movie music. I've made peace with the fact that there's a whole level STL is on and she's on a tangent too. There was a time when she was straight up hip hop from the beats to the delivery and everything for me. And I genuinely loved that. At least that's how I discovered her. Ever since she really started scoring those major TV and movie sync deals like A Bad Mom's Christmas, etc. I feel she's always been trying to do more music to fit into that pocket. Once in a while, she'll feed the beast as, you know, that is the MC, and drop a number that is something that would make someone like myself really, really happy, but for the most part, that's not really what she's on. Thirdly, the music itself on Eyes Off Me. The music on this new album is in the pocket that I mentioned. It's energetic and vibey. It also doesn't sound like much else out there, especially because she positions herself uniquely in the delivery with that almost chanting and rap style fusion. Then the beats can take different forms, but are usually mid to high tempo dance type records. Perfect for music, for TV and movies, honestly. Absolutely perfect for that. Now, my fourth point is lyrically. STL still has a mean flow. And she can flow on any beat that you give her. She's just got that thing. And she also has some dope bars as well as delivery. This maybe is not the album you're gonna go to looking for, you know, those dope hip hop bars. Probably not. And honestly, even then, I don't think many MCs could go toe to toe with Stella Mwangi, Kenya or Africa, on the hip hop front. As much as that is the case, the reality is most ultra hip hop fans won't really last long with this album, for the most part. Only reason I say this is because I myself have held on to for so long to her MC side, so I'm just learning to deal with it. Now, lastly, musically. The fans that have enjoyed and appreciated the fusion Stella Mwangi, aka STL, will absolutely gobble eyes off me. They totally will love it. You get some Black Eyed Peas, LMFAO kind of energy with the beats, and then put that together with STL's dope Kenyan Norwegian spin to the raps. I absolutely love that sometimes I can really, really, really pick up on a Kenyan accent and just puts a smile on my face. Hip-hop fans will appreciate songs such as Work It, You and I. Then the rest are for the general fans, I would say so, the fusion fans that I mentioned. Gengatone fans will appreciate the song If You Want It. It truly has that vibe, and it has a dance floor hit type feel to it, and given the chance, it could actually be quite something. I have some songs I'll take from this one for sure, and I'm glad that STL dropped a new project because we missed one from her for sure. 3 years is a long time to wait for somebody of Stella Mwangi's quality. I would like to discover another level to her vibes, to her music really, because she has it in her somewhere, and we'll get that one day, and I'm ready for it. But for this album, I think you'll get a good version of what STL has been on for the last few years. So yeah, otherwise that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.